Janice McNabb is the Area Information Coordinator with Alberta Wildfire, and she's in the Peace River area, and she joins us in studio. Thank you very much for joining us here, Janice. Harvest season is underway, and so is fire season, and the two, I'm thinking, do not mix at this particular point. Comments, please, just a little bit of an icebreaker. To be fire smart during harvest season.
Yes. As we enter into the harvest season here, the conditions typically become a lot drier. We've had quite a few hot falls in the last few years here, and something like the agricultural landscape becomes what is essentially dormant vegetation, being that the grasses and the crop materials are dead and dry. So something like a spark or lightning or things like that can very easily spark fire on the landscape during this time, even more so than at some points in the summer when the vegetation is still living. So wildfires can happen at any time of year. They can happen in the spring, the summer, the winter, the fall. But typically right now we are kind of shifting our focus to more of the agricultural side of things, how farmers can be fire smart while concluding their operations for the season.
One way to be fire smart, I'm thinking, please correct me if I'm wrong here, is the fact that the equipments, the combines that are as big as this office practically, are running constantly for a very much extended period of time. How dangerous can that be?
So the combine, and you're absolutely right, it's constantly running. It is over the course of the day a lot of heat coming off, a lot of friction, and a lot of moving parts, of course. So overheating or malfunctioning farm equipment can also build up chaff in the machinery, and all of this can easily start fire in these conditions. This is something farmers are very vigilant about, but it is always something to be aware of for sure.
Because I'm sure there are farmers that are saying, okay, I've got a lot of real estate to cover. I want to get this done as quickly as I can, hopefully before Mother Nature decides to throw the air conditioning on and maybe throw a few feathers out of the pillow in the sense of snowflakes. But in between times, you also mentioned the vegetation.
Yes.
Is very dry. And hay bales, bundled or not, can also be a hazard, can they not?
Absolutely. Those not familiar with agricultural practices would actually be very surprised to learn that hay bales are more of a danger when they're too wet than when they're too dry.
Really?
Yes. So when baled at too high of a moisture level, hay bales are at risk of spontaneous combustion, believe it or not. This occurs when the hay metabolizes or burns sugars in the plant, and this heats the tightly packed core. And once that internal temperature reaches about 80 degrees Celsius, the heat, the fuel, and the pressure cause the bale to essentially combust, to smolder, to start on fire. And when they're sitting out in these dry fields, they can absolutely become a ignition source for wildfires.
Just a quick question, and I guess this is more curiosity on the top of my head.
Yeah.
Is it sort of the same approach when you have either transporting to, putting in, or keeping it in the grain into the bin?
Yes, absolutely. It's the exact same process.
Really?
Something like canola is typically a little more volatile just because it's an oil seed, and oil seeds are more flammable than their counterparts. But yes, it's the exact same process. Any kind of tightly packed vegetation that is essentially fermenting can cause this spontaneous combustion process. This is something farmers are totally aware of. Sometimes, you know, accidents happen, but this is something that, you know, this is when you can't afford to lose everything on your farm, this is something you're constantly thinking about 100%.
What are some steps, some tips, some tricks to avoid something sparking?
Absolutely. So we're talking about the grain bins, the hay bales, the equipment just generally?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So for something like farm equipment, during our hot and dry conditions. We want to be sure to clear any excess chaff out from things like the engines, alternators, exhaust systems, belts, chains, replacing any damaged exhaust systems and electrical wiring. We want to lubricate the moving parts in accordance with manufacturer recommendations, cleaning out any excess fluids if you spill fuel, if there's excess grease, and of course ceasing operations when temperatures exceed plus 30 degrees Celsius. Something that can be done in the after. Prevention is what we're looking for, but yeah, accidents do happen. You know, you never know kind of what the day's going to bring. You're going to want to keep multiple fire extinguishers on the machine itself. One in the cab, one at ground level, and on our farm we have two much larger water fire extinguishers on the back of our combine specifically. But typically, if it's just kind of your average harvest machinery, two, one in the cab, one at ground level is what you want. And if you are putting out these equipment fires, you're going to want to aim for the base of the fire.
What happens should the unforeseen happen to hay bales that unfortunately it catches fire?
So two things. If you suspect that your hay bales are heating up and they haven't started smoldering, they haven't started, you know, the combustion process as of yet, you can pull them apart, spray some water on them, keep them away from other feed and flammable buildings. But if you are kind of in the process, it's already smoldering, it's already smoking, this thing is on fire, the most advisable thing to do is just to get far away from it, call 911. You're going to need the fire department, because chances are really good that if it's already smoldering, if you pull it apart and introduce more oxygen into that situation, the fire could flame up.
flare up, yes.
Causing injuries and maybe spreading the fire further in the field, which is something that you don't want.
And the last thing we need to be is a statistic, because stuff like this happens.
Yes. That's we want to avoid being a statistic at all cost.
Are fire extinguishers mandatory in using anything as far as equipment is concerned?
Do you know what? I'm actually not sure if it's a mandatory thing, if it's a by law, but for something like agriculture where there is so much at risk, you never want to chance anything. You never want to be without and have the worst happen.
Highly advisable, I'm thinking.
Highly advisable.
There we go.
Is the key word, absolutely. and then for things like our bales and our grain bins, the number one thing is just ensuring that your crop moisture content levels are the appropriate level when you are baling or filling up your bins. Things that you can do if it's maybe not quite as dry as you need it to do is just either wait, let the sun do its work, or if you're putting in the grain bin, there are lots of aeration technology available to farmers as well, which is pretty typical.
Fingers crossed that we have a good yield that sparks a lot of interest and a lot of yield, and hopefully it doesn't spark anything else, I'm hoping.
Absolutely. That's the whole point, and we're... From Peace River Forestry, we want to wish all of the farmers out there a safe and bountiful harvest season, fire-free.
Tanis McNabb is the Area Information Coordinator for the Peace River Forest Area of Alberta Wildfire. Tanis, I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Keith.